Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Voting underway for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Overall, more than 40% polling reported till 1 PM. Polling also underway for assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha. Campaigning in full swing for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds multiple rallies in Bihar. Supreme Court refuses interim bail to former Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren. CBSE declares Class 10 and 12 board exam results. Girls outshine boys. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders in Ahmedabad this evening. And now the news in detail. Overall, more than 40% voter turnout has been recorded in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls till 1 PM. 96 parliamentary constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory are being covered in the fourth phase. These include 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 in Telangana, 13 in Uttar Pradesh, 11 in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Orissa, along with 1 seat of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting started at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. The Election Commission said polling time in certain assembly segments of 17 parliamentary constituencies of Telangana has been extended to enhance voter participation. Our correspondents touring different constituencies report that long queues of voters are being seen at different polling booths. Special enthusiasm is being seen among youth and women voters particularly. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase. Some of the prominent candidates whose political fate is being sealed in the EVMs today include BJP leaders Giriraj Singh, Arjun Munda, G. Kishan Reddy, Ajay Kumar Mishra and JDU's Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Congress leader Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, Mahua Moitra and Shatrughan Sinha of Trinamool Congress and Asaduddin Oyesi of AIMIM. Over 19 lakh polling officials have been deployed across 1,92,000 polling stations. Nearly 18 crore voters are eligible to exercise their franchise in this phase. The Election Commission has made all arrangements for the smooth conduct of polling. Facilities like water, sheds, ramps, volunteers and wheelchairs are available at the polling stations. So far in the last three phases, polling has concluded smoothly in 283 parliamentary constituencies and 20 states and union territories. Besides, voting is also underway for single-phase assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and first phase of assembly polls for 28 seats of Odisha today. In West Bengal, the presiding officer of booth number 25 of Birbhum Lok Sabha constituency was removed by the Election Commission today. The poll panel took the decision after noticing through webcasting that a person was repeatedly going inside the booth and influencing voters, but the presiding officer did not take any action against him. The Election Commission is webcasting all booths in the Lok Sabha elections. Polling percentage in states is West Bengal nearly 52%, Madhya Pradesh nearly 49%, Jharkhand nearly 44%, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana over 40%, Uttar Pradesh nearly 40%, Orissa over 39%, Bihar over 34%, Maharashtra nearly 31%, Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir nearly 24%. In state assembly elections of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha, around 40% polling was recorded till 1 PM. And now we speak to our correspondents for latest updates on voting from various parts of the country. First, we go over to our correspondent in Andhra Pradesh, where simultaneous polling is being held in a single phase for 25 Lok Sabha seats and 175 assembly constituencies. Our correspondent Sai Vempathy joins us from Vijayawada. Sai, which parliamentary constituencies are likely to face a tough fight in the state this time?
Yes, Saira. The Vijayawada, Nellore and Vishakhapatnam Lok Sabha constituencies are likely to face a tough fight. In Vijayawada, brothers Kesineni Srinivas from the YSR Congress Party and Kesineni Sivanath from the Telugu Desam Party are pitted against each other. In Nellore, heavyweights Y. Vijay Sai Reddy, a prominent leader and Rajya Sabha member from the YSR Congress Party, is taking on the sitting MP Vemireddy Prabhakar Reddy, who recently joined the Telugu Desam Party from the YSR Congress. Likewise, in Vishakhapatnam, M. Sri Bharat from the Telugu Desam Party, who lost the previous elections by 4,500 votes, is taking on Botsa Jhansi Lakshmi from the YSR Congress Party.
Sai, I'm sure there would be some interesting aspects as well of the contest. Can you throw some light over that?
Yes, Saira. The lesser-known Pitapuram Assembly constituency is brought into limelight with film actor Pawan Kalyan contesting from it. It is also interesting to see if voters from the Vishakhapatnam North Assembly constituency will favour V.V. Lakshmi Narayana, former CBI Joint Director and retired IPS officer, who is contesting from his own Jai Bharat National Party.
Thank you, Sai Vempathy, for that update. And now on to the neighbouring state of Telangana, where our correspondent Lakshmi joins us from Hyderabad. Lakshmi, who are the prominent candidates in this state which is holding single-phase election?
There are many prominent contestants in Telangana this time. Union Minister Kishan Reddy is seeking re-election from Sikindrabad, where two MLAs, Padma Rao Gowd of DRS and Danam Nagender of the Congress, are also in the fray. MIM President Asti Mowaisi is seeking election for the fifth consecutive term from Hyderabad, where K. Madhavilata of the BJP is giving a fierce fight to wrest the seat. Sitting BJP MPs Bandi Sanjay Kumar from Karimnagar and Arvind Dharmapuri from Nizamabad and DRS sitting MP Malot Kavita from Mehbubabad are seeking re-election. Former Central Minister Balram Naik of the Congress is in the fray in Mehbubabad. Further, DRS senior leader Nama Nageswara from Khammam, former MP Mallu Ravi of the Congress from Nagar Karnool, BJP Vice President DK Aruna from Mehbubnagar, another BJP senior leader Etel Rajendra from Malkajgiri are in the fray. Saira.
Thank you, Lakshmi. And now we go over to our correspondent Prarthana, who is at Mava Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra. Prarthana, shifting alliances in the state has fueled a gripping saga of power struggles. What is your take on it?
Yes, Saira. So I'll tell you the situation over here. In Maharashtra, 2024 elections are the first elections that we are witnessing after the split of the two major parties. For our listeners, let me tell you that the two fractions of the Shiv Sena are now led by CM Eknath Shinde and Uddhav Thackeray separately. Similarly, Sharad Pawar's NCP and Ajit Pawar's NCP are also contesting as different parties. The Shiv Sena led by Eknath Shinde and the NCP led by Ajit Pawar are a part of the ruling Mahayuti alliance, while Sharad Pawar's NCP and Shiv Sena UBT join hands with the Congress, and this is now the Mahavikas Aghadi alliance. This has led to a bit of confusion among the voters as well. Even in the third phase, we can see that it's Shiv Sena versus Shiv Sena at three constituencies, while it's Ajit Pawar's NCP versus Sharad Pawar's NCP in Shirur. And Saira, in a way, we can also say that these 2024 elections are crucial, as this will decide the future of these parties and also their leaders. Saira.
Thank you, Prarthana, for that very interesting piece of information. Moving on to Uttar Pradesh now, which is going to polls in seven phases. In this phase, polling is being held in 13 constituencies of the state. Our correspondent Sushil Chandra Tiwari now joins us. Sushil, who are the prominent candidates in the state in this phase?
Well, Shaira, there are many candidates who are, in terms, can be considered bigwigs. Like the most important candidature is Akhilesh Yadav, who is Samajwadi Party chief, and he is contesting from Kannauj seat, from where he is contesting against BJP. He is pitted against BJP MP Subrat Pathak. That is a stronghold of Samajwadi Party, but BJP won this seat last time when Subrat Pathak defeated wife of Akhilesh Yadav, Dimple Yadav. Another seat which is very important is Lakhimpur Khiri seat, from where Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Mishra Teni is contesting. Many eyes are on the Unnao seat also, where Mr. Sakshi Maharaj from BJP is pitted against Anu Tandon, who is a candidate of Samajwadi Party Congress Alliance. Saira?
Right, Sushil. Thank you so much for that update. Moving on, campaigning is in full swing for the remaining three phases of Lok Sabha elections. Senior political leaders are crisscrossing the states to hold public meetings and roadshows to garner support for their parties. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is holding multiple rallies in Bihar today. He addressed a public meeting at Hajipur and Muzaffarpur. He called upon the people of the state to cast their vote for the development of the country. He alleged that RJD and Congress will never work for the welfare of the people as they are busy in amassing wealth for their next generation. He said under the NDA government, Indian economy is growing and more employment opportunities are being created.
ये एनडीए की सरकार है जो बिहार में कानून व्यवस्था को पटरी पर लाई है. अब नक्सलवाद प्रभावित जिले भी तेजी से कम हो रहे हैं. जब शांति स्थापित हो रही है तो उद्योग भी लौट रहे हैं, निवेश भी आ रहा है. और आप जानते हैं जब निवेश आता है तो रोजगार के भी मौके बढ़ाता है.
Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited Takht Shri Harmandir Ji Patna Sahib in Patna City. Takht Shri Patna Sahib, also known as Takht Shri Harmandir Ji Patna Sahib, is one of the five takhts of the Sikh community. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold a mega road show at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi will be filing his nomination papers from his Varanasi Lok Sabha seat tomorrow. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Rai Bareli in Uttar Pradesh. He promised that if Congress INDIA bloc comes to power at the centre, then its first job will be to waive off the loans of poor farmers.
मैं आपको एक वायदा करता हूं, अगर कांग्रेस पार्टी की इंडिया गठबंधन की सरकार आ गई तो आपका कर्जा माफ करना मेरा पहला काम होगा. और यही मैं आपको कहना चाह रहा हूं, पहला काम किसानों के लिए कर्जा माफी.
Information and Broadcasting Minister and BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur filed his nomination papers from Hamirpur parliamentary constituencies in Himachal Pradesh today. BJP candidate from Shimla constituency and sitting MP Suresh Kashyap also filed his nomination papers today. Congress candidate Vinod Sultanpuri also submitted his papers from this seat. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has slammed Congress, claiming it never prioritized development but instead focused on appeasement to secure votes. Mr. Modi also said that it is the result of BJP's development-oriented governance that states that were previously called Bimaru states are thriving now. In an interview to a newspaper, Mr. Modi claimed that BJP governments brought in schemes that have benefited millions, provided houses to the poor, opportunities for the youth and empowered women. Supreme Court today refused to grant interim bail to former Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren in connection with a money laundering case linked to an alleged land scam. Citing recent release of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal from jail as an example, Mr. Soren sought interim bail to campaign for his party, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, in the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today declared the results of Class 10th and 12th board exams in which girls have again outshined boys. In a statement, CBSE said, 87.98% students have passed the Class 12 board exams. Passing percentage is 0.65% higher than last year. Over 24,000 candidates have scored above 95% and over 1,16,000 students scored above 90% in this exam. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening at 7:30 p.m. KKR is coming off a comfortable victory over Mumbai Indians on Saturday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting underway for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Overall, more than 40% polling reported till 1 p.m. Polling also underway for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha. Campaigning in full swing for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister Modi holds multiple rallies in Bihar. Supreme Court refuses interim bail to former Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren. CBSE declares Class 10 and 12 board exam results. Girls outshine boys. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders in Ahmedabad this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.